Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful day out there. Hope you're able to enjoy it. Want to tell you what's going on today. We're going to have Leo Choquette joining us in the 10 o'clock hour. Of course, Leo represents Ward 1, and then we're going to get an update on what's happening with the fire station up there. That's very important, obviously, to the people of Ward 1 and Ward 2, and quite frankly, the whole city and the neighboring communities, which often receive, or used to, mutual aid from the city of New Bedford, or they have to fill in when occasionally the city is stretched too far. And I'm talking about Fairhaven and Freetown and Acushnet and Dartmouth and sometimes even Westport. So that's all really important stuff to the area. Want to congratulate the fine men and women of the Rehoboth Police Department. Tremendous amount of narcotics that they took off the street. Remember, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. We have the story at WBSM.com. It really led the region, television, radio, digital coverage. Rehoboth Police Department really knocked it out of the park. And we anticipate more charges will be coming for other people at that residence. But again, like I said, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But I've got a lot of friends on the Rehoboth Police Department, and even a canine friend, Ito. Good job out there. And tremendous amount of narcotics taken out of circulation for such a small town. But really, Rehoboth is a growing community and a suburb of the city of Providence. A lot of people are moving there. A lot of people enjoy the restaurants out there, but what a great move by the Rehoboth Police Department. And we get Lenny Mills in, who's not only on the Board of Selectmen out there, but also the liaison to the Police Department for the Town of Rehoboth Select Board. And we'll get Lenny in this week, Friday probably. He'll be here. So maybe we can ask him some more. But again, information is, you know, coming out slowly as people do have rights. Accused people have rights, the most rights. So, but congratulations, Rehoboth Police Department. So, we'll have Leo in the 10 o'clock hour. This hour, I want to draw your attention. If you follow me on Facebook, I put this up there. Suffolk University, which has a polling apparatus out there. They do political polling. They came out with a poll that I think is very interesting regarding the Republican primary for governor. Now, I've read through the poll. I've done polling myself. But I know a lot of you know quite a bit about it as well, and so I'm happy to hear your comments on this. One of the important things that jumped out at me, and I was remarking to Tim about this, that I've never really seen this before. When they did the sample, now, the sample are all registered voters, about 1/2 of them are Republican, the other 1/2 are unenrolled, okay? They are all registered voters. Now, the sample, they give you a lot of information in here, and I know the different campaigns will be breaking it down, and I anticipate Brian Shortsleeve, Sean Oliver, they'll have their take on it through Holly Robichard, one of their consultants, so I'd be curious to see how they feel about it. Mike Minogue's campaign will have their opinion of it. But there are some really important things in this poll, regardless of how the different campaigns end up spinning this poll. The largest amount of the sample comes from our area. Okay? 39% of the people polled in this poll on the Republican governor's race were from southeastern Mass or Cape Cod. So That jumped right out at me. 39% of the people polled, registered voters, were from our area, Southeastern Mass and Cape Cod. Okay? So that's really an interesting factor to me. Now, the Worcester area had about 25%. The North Shore, as we call it, about 30%. Suffolk County, that's the city of Boston, the town of Winthrop, and the city of Revere. They're only 4% of the survey. That's really interesting, isn't it? That the city of Boston, the suburb, it's a city, but the suburb of Revere, a lot of suburbs in Revere, and the very suburban town of Winthrop, they're only 4% of this. The majority of the sample is right from our area. And what does it tell us? Well, the way I read this poll, it's a wide open race, okay? That's how I see it. Mike Minogue does get 45% of the vote, okay? 45% of the vote goes to Mike Minogue. Brian Shortsleeve, Shortsleeve Oliver, of course, Oliver being a New Bedford city councilor, gets 13% of the vote. However, 40% are undecided, all right? 40% are undecided. I happen to, and I'm open to hearing why I'm wrong, but I happen to think that's tremendous good news for the Shortsleeve Oliver campaign. And I'll explain why. Look, I wasn't at the convention. Had I been, I would have voted for Mike Minogue. And I've talked about that. I think he has all the resources that you need to get to November. But as a talk show host, I'm trying to play it down the middle, trying to give them both equal time as much as I can, as much as I can keep it fair. You know, I mean, it's a lot of recording on my part, but, and the fact that we have Sean Oliver right here in the neighborhood, who's been a regular guest on the program and is really reasonable at coming over and sitting down, which is what's most important to me, sitting in the studio so they can take your calls. Maybe sometimes I give a little more time to them, but I'm trying to keep it as fair as I can because I think it's better for everybody if we play it straight and let the voters decide who's going to be the nominee. But why do I say it's good news for Shortsleeve? Obviously, 13% to 45%, right, is not good news. I mean, that's not good. But 40% of this sample, all registered voters, 50% of them Republicans, 50% of them unenrolled, 40% still undecided is great news because that says Brian Shortsleeve, between his 13% and the 40%, that's 53%. If all the undecideds break for Brian Shortsleeve, he could win, okay? He's got, that's a potential of 53% of the vote. Now, obviously, with Minogue already having 45% of the vote, he needs a lot less of the undecideds to break his way. But it tells me there is a chance for Brian Shortsleeve and Sean Oliver to win this Republican nomination. And then what do they do with it? That's up to them and up to you, the voters, whether you stick with Healey and her broken state policies or you decide to switch it out. But Mike Minogue has been buying television ads. I can remember watching the Patriots games in early September, right? Some of the most expensive television, and there was Mike Minogue very early on. And the fact that there's still 40%, and Mike hasn't let up on the TV ads or the radio ads. Although, actually, I haven't heard a radio ad for him here in a while. Maybe he needs to step that up again. We can put another wing on the building from Mike Minogue. But my point being is that with this heavy advertising, people are still, 40% of the people are undecided. 45% are broken with Mike Minogue, 13% are with Brian Shortsleeve and Sean Oliver. But 40% of the people sampled by Suffolk University still haven't made their minds up yet. And there's a lot of other interesting stuff in that poll as well that I'll go over as the hour progresses. 508-996-0500. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. The hot weather is coming. You might be ready for it, but is your automobile ready for the coming hot weather? The only way you can know for sure and make sure it's ready is to bring it over to Mack Auto Sales. Mack Auto Sales, family-owned business right in the city of New Bedford, repairs all makes and models of automobiles, and they will update your car for the coming hot weather as well. But you got to call them and make an appointment. Do it today. Don't wait. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You're driving a foreign car, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles like the one you have. They do a wonderful job with domestic American-made cars as well. Mention WBSM, they'll give you a nice break on the bill. They service our entire fleet between Fun 107 and WBSM. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and the quality used cars for sale at Mack Auto Sales. Stick around, we'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
The program. I'm Chris McCarthy talking about this Suffolk University poll on the governor's primary for the Republican nomination. Really interesting poll. I posted it up at Facebook, but I'm sure you'll be able to find a lot of spin about it from both the Brian Shortsleeve campaign, Shortsleeve Oliver campaign, and the Minogue. I don't know who he's running with, right? He's going to leave it up to the voters to decide, since Ann Brensley didn't really work out. All right. If you've been following this primary, and why wouldn't you? We've had all of them in here multiple times, had them on the phone, had them both in here. And certainly Sean Oliver is right in the middle of this race, and many of you have voted for Sean as the Ward 3 city council. Those who haven't voted for him certainly know him really well from him coming on here answering your questions. So, been following this, you know that one of the perceived vulnerabilities from the Shortsleeve campaign of Mike Minogue, the billionaire candidate in the race, who did really well at the convention, but will have to win over a lot of Democrats to beat the current Democrat incumbent governor. One of the vulnerabilities from the Shortsleeve campaign, they believe, is that Mike Minogue is not a fan of abortion. Okay. And you don't often see this issue being brought up during a primary election among Republicans. And what the Shortsleeve Oliver team is pointing to is that, guys, doesn't matter, because ultimately you're going to have to face off against Maura Healey and the Democrat machine that really loves abortion, and the voters really love abortion. who do really love abortion, right? Many of you Democrats seem to really love abortion. And so we don't normally talk about that here because I don't find it to be good morning radio. I know there's a lot of real sensitive people on both sides of the issue, not to mention the dead baby. But the Short Sleeve Oliver campaign is pointing out that, hey, Mike Minogue is pro-life, and you can see it with all those kids he's got, and, you know, he's real Catholic, and that maybe that won't be tolerated by the pro-abortion voters of Massachusetts. So this poll, and I mean, look, I happen to personally be pro-life, but I recognize there's a lot of nuances in there, and I personally would rather leave it up to the woman, to her doctor, to her rabbi or her priest, her reverend, to decide. But it is a political issue, certainly. And what I think Short Sleeve Oliver is saying is, hey, Maura Healey's going to use this issue as a weapon, right? They're going to take a dead baby and beat Mike Minogue over the head with it, basically. Figuratively, not, I hope, literally. So this poll asks about that. It says, both Minogue and Shortsleeve agree on most Republican issues and policies, except the issue of abortion. Minogue is pro-life. Shortsleeve is, their words, pro-abortion rights. Does this difference make you more likely to vote for Minogue or Shortsleeve? Or does it make no difference? That's how the question was asked. Now, this is all registered voters. About 50% of them are unenrolled. About 50% of them are Republican. The majority of the sample is right from our area, southeastern Mass and Cape Cod. So the question is, would you be more likely to vote for Minogue or Shortsleeve, or does it not matter to you? The answers were 32%, actually you could round it up to 33%, said they're still going to vote for Minogue, okay? Around the same percentage at the beginning of the poll, right, about 13, rounded up to 14% of the population of this sample say we'd vote for Brian Shortsleeve. So 50% of the people say no difference at all, okay? 50% of the people say this doesn't, the abortion issue doesn't make a difference to me. Pro-life, pro-abortion rights, they don't seem to matter to them. So I found that to be kind of interesting because it is an issue that the Short Sleeve Oliver campaign has been really pretty aggressive with, at least online, with videos. And what they're saying, if you're paying attention, is that this is a very important issue that that Maura Healey will use against Mike Minogue. That's what Short Sleeve Oliver is saying. And for that reason, they are saying we are the better ticket. So among people who are about 50% of them are Republicans, about 50% of them are unenrolled. That's a sample for this poll. They say it doesn't make a difference, the majority of them. Or they're with Minogue. Okay. But remember what I said at the start, all right? And I've repeated because I think it's important. This poll is based on a sample primarily out of southeastern Mass and Cape Cod. And about 50% of the people are registered Republicans. About 50% are unenrolled. about less than 5% were sampled out of Suffolk County, the biggest city with some pretty big communities around it. Revere, Winthrop, the city of Boston. Only less than 5% of this poll are sampled out of there. So this is a good example of who's going to be voting in the Republican primary. It is not a good example of what the turnout is going to look like in the general election. And the general election is all that really matters. Yes, the primary is very important to decide who's going to run against the incumbent Democrat, Maura Healey and Kim Driscoll. It's an important part. But this poll is in no way reflective of what's going to happen in November. This is a sample of people who might vote in the Republican primary, and then they'll vote in the general election. But nowhere near is it going to be 95% of the population outside of the city of Boston making up the voting majority in the general election. So they don't say that either, all right? But I just want you to understand that what I'm talking about are totally different than the general election. To emphasize that point, they ask them in the sample, how do they feel about the job performance of President Trump? It's almost like they sampled this audience or Barry's audience, right? How do you rate the job performance of President Donald Trump in this Suffolk University poll? 39% say it's excellent. Do you think if you polled the general population of Massachusetts, not just this audience or Barry's audience or the Republican Party voters, that the majority, 39% of the people, would say he's doing an excellent job? I do, but do you think they would? No, I don't think so. People of Massachusetts, 40% of them, roughly, do not favor the president. I think he's doing an excellent job, in my opinion. Who thinks he's doing a good job? This sample says 24% he's doing a good job. So out of this sample by Suffolk University, 64% of the people think that Donald Trump is doing a good or excellent job. That is not who's showing up to vote in the general election. This population still thinks 20% of this population think he's doing a poor job. Okay? So these are Republicans and unenrolled voters. And still 20% of them think Donald Trump is doing a poor job. So just to give you an idea that this is kind of an open race, because 45% of the people sampled think Mike Minogue is a good person they're going to vote for. But 40% haven't made their mind up. And an additional 13% are with Brian Shortsley. So I say, while it's closing and it's getting narrower for Shortsley and Oliver to close the gap, there's still a lot of running room here. 40% undecided, 13% with Brian Shortsley. I think it's a pretty good poll for him. But it's obviously a pretty good poll for Mike Minogue as well, with 45% of the population thinking he'd do a good job. But what was interesting is that the majority of the people in this poll do not care about abortion. And they're not going to vote on that. And I don't know how that's going to be in November. The most people realize that it's not a big issue in Massachusetts, that the legislature, whatever your opinion, is going to likely preserve abortion rights for women. So what I did think was very interesting, though, is what do people think according to this poll, that the Massachusetts governor should be focused on. The cost of living, affordability. Affordability and cost of living. 42% of the population think that that's what the governors should be talking about. Cost of living, break that down to one word, affordability, right? But really interesting, also, more than 20% of people, the other biggest issue, think they should be talking about immigration. So, immigration is still a major issue within the Republican Party among unenrolled voters. Immigration, still a major issue. The only thing that's more important to the voters of Massachusetts, unenrolled and Republicans, is cost of living above immigration. That's really interesting, I think, because I agree with it, and many people have realized that it is all of the inflation caused by the benefits that have been doled out by the legislature, by this governor, previously by the federal government, to illegal immigration that has caused quite a bit of this inflation. So 508-996-0500. Now hiring drain and sewer technicians to join the quickly growing Bass Ready crew. Experience is preferred, but Bass Ready Router is willing to train anyone with the right attitude. There's an opportunity there for you. Learn more and apply now at bassready.com. Why is Bass Ready Router needing more employees? Well, because that's the company you call when you have a sewer or drain clog. They've been in business for 50 years, since 1974, offering same-day service, helping people with stressful situations. They may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last call. You should always have this phone number right by your phone. I don't think people write phone numbers in pencil on the wall anymore, but if you do, write this down, or anywhere else you write down phone numbers. For Bass Ready Router, 508-995-8012. They can do a same-day solution for a drain or sewer clog. Or go to their website, bassready.com. They'll bring you a solution you need right away. Stick around. We'll be right back. Open phones if it's on your mind. If you're interested in this poll, you have a choice in the governor's race, you're curious, you want to talk about it, I'm happy to talk with you about it. Take a break. Remember, Leo will be here at 10 o'clock. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500. I'm going to pick up a gun. Yeah, together we're going to go out tonight. Yeah, make that highway run. You don't have to call me Lieutenant Murphy, and I don't want to be your son. The only lover I'm ever going to need your stuff.
Welcome back to the program. Little Rosalita for you here on what is a beautiful morning. It'll turn into a beautiful afternoon. This hour is brought to you by the cold beer and the world's best chicken wings at Rose Alley Ale House. What a great day to sit on the deck at Rose Alley. I was there last Friday, myself, the sheriff, a couple other people. Really great food. I had a tremendous meal there. Couple of drinks. It was a good time. I would recommend it for anybody out there. What a great way to spend the afternoon at Rose Alley. 508-996-0500 so I can get on the air. Leo Choquette will join me in the next hour. Just saw Rick Trapillo. Rick's running for the Board of Selectmen, the Select Board here in Fave, and he'll be in later in the week or, 2 days from now. Rick will be in. He was in to tape his commercials. But boy, what a good guy Rick Trapillo is, because he dropped off muffins. His opponents haven't done that. They're all fine people. They had nice interviews. We have the podcast available. But Rick never shows up here empty-handed. And I appreciate that about Rick Trapillo. So keep that in mind. We've been talking about this poll for the governor's race done by Suffolk University. And the biggest part of the sample comes out of my audience, potential audience anyway, Southeastern Mass and Cape Cod for this poll. So it's very interesting. You can, if you follow me on Facebook, I put it up there. Because I think there's something in there for both campaigns. Of course, one of the other people has dropped out, right? Mike Keneally, he dropped out of the race. Although I think he was at the Unity event. I wasn't there on the North Shore for Mike Minogue, who got the endorsement of the convention for whatever that's worth, but he did get it. So did Andrew. So did Ann Brensley. She's not around anymore. So we had Amy Cannavale yesterday, and I'm glad to hear Amy Cannavale sharing my opinion, which is not out of animus, animosity towards Ann Brensley. You guys know I'm supporting Sean Oliver for lieutenant governor. I think that's best for the region, and that's who I'm going to vote for. I haven't made any secret about that. However, I do believe in competition. I think it makes everybody better, everybody stronger. But Ann Brensley needs to just kind of go away, figure it out, recoup, deal with the legal problems, the tax problems, the fraud problems. And if she's strong in November, come back and try to campaign on behalf of whoever gets the nomination, but it will not be her. And quite frankly, and I've expressed this off the air as well as on the air, I think anything Ann Brensley was somehow involved in fraud. She hired a guy who turned out to be apparently, although everybody's innocent until proven guilty, involved in fraudulent behavior for gathering signatures. But he's also an appointed Republican member of the Registrar of Voters in one of the towns on the South Shore, one of the larger communities. He's also the chairman of a Republican town committee, again, one of the larger communities on the South Shore. So I think anything Ann Brensley does to stay in the public eye just hurts the Republican Party, the party that she now is trying to support and be a member of, even though previously she was a member of the Lincoln Project, which was a anti-Donald Trump organization. She donated to Hillary Clinton. So I don't know if the Republican Party is really what she wants to be a part of or a big supporter of, because in the past, she's supported Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump. She's supported the impeachment of Donald Trump with the Lincoln Project, and now she's involved in tax problems and voter fraud. Although I got to tell you, some people tell me I'd love her if I met her. People I know who I think a lot of have met her and they like her and they think the world of her. But in my opinion, all these scandals are a problem for a purple state trying to elect a Republican to be governor. I don't think you want to have anybody out there with a whiff of tax problems and voter fraud when you can have people with none of those problems, right? So we'll see how it all shakes out. But if you follow me on Facebook, I put this entire Suffolk University poll up there. It's got a lot of really interesting information in there. And it still gives Charlie Baker a 61% favorable rating, which I found really good. I like Charlie Baker. If I saw Charlie Baker's name on a ballot, I would vote for the man. I thought he did a really good job. And I consider him a personal friend. I helped him. Every time he's run, I've helped Charlie Baker. Ken Pittman and I did a lot for Charlie Baker, really, to tell you the truth. And one thing that was disturbing about this poll, now remember, it's mostly voters from this part of the world, Southeastern Mass and Cape Cod. They are 50% Republican, 50% unenrolled. They have a high opinion of Mike Minogue, a very high opinion of Donald Trump. But 45% of them have never heard. I couldn't help myself but to laugh because this is pretty sad. 45% of this sample, 50% Republican, 50% unenrolled, all registered voters. Almost 46% of them have never heard of John Deaton. John Deaton is the de facto Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. I consider him a friend. I've had him on the program a number of times. He got the Republican nomination. We talked about it yesterday with Amy Carnevale. He got it without having to have a primary because he's an established candidate. He has the funding. He did really well in the Republican. He won the Republican nomination a few years ago to run against Liz Warren. Did pretty well, but ultimately obviously lost to Elizabeth Warren. So he asked, and the Republican Party granted to him the nomination without having to run for it in the primary, which is obviously very late, not till September. So John Deaton is the Republican nominee. But 45% of the people sampled in this poll have never heard of him. They're saying they never heard of him. And this is why I support primaries. Because the same people voting in primaries ultimately vote in the general election. It's not the same population, but it's all the same people. If you show up for the primaries, you're going to show up for the general election. And all the dollars spent in the primary support the candidate who wins for the general election. And if you don't have a primary, you're not as motivated to get out there, spend money, campaign, get your name out there. And clearly, this has not benefited John Deaton to be handed the nomination when 45% of the people he needs have never even heard of him. That's bad, particularly when you're going to face off against either Moulton or Markey, likely Markey. So, I don't know. There's a lot of information in this poll. You can find it on my Facebook page. Stick around. We'll be right back. With my blackjack and jacket. Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. Beautiful day out there. WBSM and South Coast Health come together each week for the South Coast Health Community Spotlight. We shine that spotlight on a deserving nonprofit that's making a difference here on the South Coast. From organizations we've known for decades to brand new startup nonprofits, if they're doing good for the South Coast, we want to know about it. If your nonprofit would like to be featured on the South Coast Health Community Spotlight, just send us your info on the WBSM app. It's a good app brought to you by South Coast Towing and the fine folks here at WBSM. So make sure you have the app. I know more and more people have been downloading the app and they can listen to us on this. I know that because a lot of people were recently listening. Oh, Lenny Mills and Chrissy will listen to us on the app in Cayman Islands, but so is Paul Overstreet. And other people all around the area. I know Marcus Ferro has taken the app on the plane when he's gone down to Mexico and places like that. So make sure you have the WBSM app. It's amazing how much Even when our AM signal or FM signal go down, the app is generally still functioning pretty well. So it's a good way to keep up with the news, right? 508-996-0500. We had the mayor of Attleboro yesterday. Really good interview. Fun interview, quite frankly. While Paul and I disagree on a lot of important issues, I find it to be a really good company, and I enjoy interviewing. And we were talking quite a bit. If you missed that interview yesterday, and I got some pretty good reviews about it, you can check it out at the app. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can check it out. I think it's worth listening to. And we're talking about the Capron Zoo. They have a beautiful zoo, or had a beautiful zoo over there. I don't know what the future is going to be. But it did sound to me like the current sheriff of Bristol County, Paul Heroux, the former mayor of Attleboro, might be really interested in coming back to the community he still lives in, Attleboro, where he pays taxes, and contesting for the mayor's office. Just, if you listen to that podcast, I think you'll come away with the same opinion I have, that perhaps the sheriff is considering, a return to being the mayor of Attleboro, out of a love of his city and a real concern for the direction that the city of Attleboro is going in. And I really do appreciate that, actually, when somebody says, I've got other options, but my community needs me. My city, my town needs me. I've got other options, but my community needs me. I do appreciate that. And I don't think it's just political speak. And again, current sheriff and I disagree on a lot. But we agree on many things as well, including that he, that the, that